With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Next month, the Maryland Public Service Commission will vote on whether to allow a Canadian energy company called AltaGas to buy Washington Gas and Light, a public utility that has provided electricity and natural gas to customers in the District of Columbia and Maryland suburbs for more than a century. The proposed merger is part of a trend across the country in which increasing numbers of locally owned and controlled public utilities are being bought up by large corporate conglomerates, according to Paul Patterson, a utility industry analyst.
What you're seeing, generally speaking, in the utility sector has been a considerable amount of consolidation happening for several years now. In the Washington, D.C. area, for instance, you saw Pepco, which is sort of a familiar name on the electric side. That was bought recently by a company called Exelon, which owns Baltimore Gas and Electric and some other utilities in Philadelphia and Chicago.
As part of the discussions over Maryland's approval of the proposed $4.5 billion merger deal, Governor Larry Hogan's administration negotiated for the Canadian company to pay $103 million to kickstart a natural gas pipeline expansion project in rural areas throughout Maryland, according to the Maryland Energy Administration. Among the areas where pipelines would likely be built include parts of the Eastern Shore that currently lack natural gas service, such as Chestertown and Princess Anne. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. He complained that these new pipelines would carry gas produced by hydraulic fracturing in nearby Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Tidwell says it makes no sense for Governor Hogan to be encouraging this fracked gas delivery system while signing a bill last year that bans fracking in Maryland because it is harmful to the environment.
Governor Larry Hogan got a lot of PR for embracing the Paris Climate Accords after President Trump recklessly withdrew from those accords. And yet, at the same time, the governor is quietly behind the scenes trying to promote gas expansion in Maryland. The two don't add up. It's a contradiction. It's hypocrisy.
Ben Grumbles, the Hogan administration's Secretary of the Environment, strongly disagrees.
We support a ban on fracking, but not a ban on the use of natural gas throughout the state or the use of natural gas infrastructure that ensures that the gas is delivered safely and responsibly.
Grumbles said that expanding natural gas service will be good for the climate because it replaces other forms of energy that produce even more pollution.
One key component to this is that natural gas helps to displace imported coal, and it also, specifically for this settlement, it helps to displace dirtier sources of energy, such as home heating oil or industrial diesel.
But Tidwell said this is not accurate. New research shows that so much methane, a potent greenhouse gas, leaks from pipelines and escapes during the fracking process, that fracked gas can be as bad or possibly worse than coal or heating oil.
The science keeps showing that fracked gas is increasingly worse for the climate than we thought. So in my mind, the governor should have no business promoting this gas consumption in Maryland, bringing it to Maryland, building these pipelines, when at the same time, he's told the world that he, as a Republican governor of Maryland, actually wants to do something about climate.
The Maryland Public Service Commission will make a decision on the proposed merger and gas pipeline expansion by April 4th. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.